Reverend Bhante and Dhamma friends, we have all assembled here for these 2 days to understand what is Dhamma or Dharma and how to apply it in life. Dhamma is a way of life, a healthy, harmonious, wholesome way of life, a life full of morality, full of moral ethics. Dhamma is an art of living. How to live peacefully and harmoniously within, and how to generate nothing but peace and harmony for the atmosphere around, so that others also can live in peace and harmony. A good way of life, where one does not harm others, one does not perform any action, physical or vocal, which harms and hurts other beings. One abstains from killing. By killing, you harm others. You disturb the peace of the society. One abstains from stealing. One abstains from sexual misconduct. One abstains from speaking lies, speaking harsh words, words of backbiting, slanderous words, useless words, meaningless words, wasting one's own time and wasting the time of others. And to abstain from all these improper, immoral activities, one has to abstain from taking intoxicants. Once you start taking intoxicants, you become slave of that intoxication, and in spite of understanding fully well at the intellectual level that you should not perform such unwholesome actions, yet because of intoxication one keeps on performing such actions. So abstain from all intoxicants. At the apparent level, it looks that living such a moral life without harming anybody, without hurting anybody, you are creating peace and harmony in the society. That means you are obliging others. But this is not the totality of the reality. It appears to be so. But the fact is that when you abstain from performing unwholesome physical and vocal actions, you are obliging yourself. And Dhamma will make you understand why, how. Because Dhamma is law. Dhamma is nature. Dhamma is universal law of nature, which is applicable on everybody. And this law you can understand not by attending such seminars, not by playing intellectual games, not by accepting something at the devotional or emotional level, but by realizing the truth within yourself, the law of nature, how it works. Once you start investigating the truth within yourself, the law of nature will reveal itself. When you are harming somebody, you hurt somebody, you are killing somebody, your intellect says, no, it is not good. Your devotion towards the teaching of the enlightened one says, no, not good. You should not do this, don't harm others. But when you go deep inside, then you understand that when you abstain from harming others or hurting others, you are actually abstaining from harming yourself. You can't hurt anybody. You can't harm anybody unless you have first harmed yourself. You can't kill anybody unless you have first killed the peace and harmony within yourself. Without generating tremendous amount of anger, hatred, ill will, animosity, you can't kill anybody. And when you generate anger or hatred or ill will or animosity, you are the first victim of your negativity. You become so miserable. How to understand that? Unless you start observing the reality within yourself, within the framework of this body, the interaction of mind and matter, you generate any negativity in the mind and it influences the body, the matter. There is bound to be an unpleasant sensation in the body. And that unpleasant sensation will again influence the impurity of your mind, the negativity of your mind. You generate more negativity. The more unpleasant sensation in the body, the more unpleasant sensation in the body, the more negativity, a vicious circle starts. And you are a victim of this vicious circle. Misery. Misery. Pubbe hanati attanam paccha hanati so pare. These are the words of the enlightened person. Don't accept it because they are said by an enlightened person, because they are said by your teacher, will not help you at all. When you start realizing this fact inside, the truth of the interaction of mind and matter inside, it will become so clear. You will start understanding that, look, I have started harming myself. Before harming anybody, I start harming myself. And nobody will like to harm oneself. Even unintentionally, you place your hand on the fire, burning fire. It hurts you. Again, by mistake, you put your hand on the burning fire. It hurts you. A few times, you hurt yourself by touching the burning fire. You will stop from doing that. No, this is not good. It harms me. In the same way, if you start experiencing the truth inside, the truth which is not merely to be accepted at the intellectual level, not merely to be accepted at the emotional or devotional level, at the actual level. Look, I have generated anger and I have become so miserable. I have generated passion, I have become so miserable. I have generated ego, I have become so miserable. You keep on realizing this once, twice, 10 times, maybe 100 times, and then you start abstaining. No, this is not good for me. No one wants to harm oneself. Ignorantly we keep on harming ourselves. We do not know what is the truth within. The truth outside is an apparent truth. This is only one dimension of the truth. One feels that I am unhappy because of things outside, because of people outside who are behaving in a wrong way, because of situation outside which is very unpleasant to me. Oh no, this is all apparent truth. An apparent truth is a truth seen from only one angle, from one dimension. This is not the totality of the truth. This is partial truth. And partial truth is a distorted truth, far away from the actual truth. When you see the truth from different dimensions, then you start understanding the totality of the truth, and then every decision that you take is a healthy decision, is a good decision for you, and good decisions for others also. For example, somebody has abused you, somebody has misbehaved, somebody is insulted. As a result, you become very miserable. Then all the time you keep on thinking, I became miserable because so-and-so misbehaved, so-and-so insulted me, so-and-so abused me. Well, at the apparent level it is true, but not true at the deep, real level. Not true. Somebody is insulting me and my becoming miserable, there is a gap between these two, a missing link. This is what the enlightened person find out, the missing link. Somebody is abused. What is abuse? Some words have come to my ear. If I start realizing the truth of interaction of mind and matter, the influence of one over the other, dividing, dissecting, disintegrating, dissolving, like a scientist, a research scholar, what is happening inside? True, somebody is abused. Certain words have come to my ears. Then you will notice, if you are a good, real scientist, to explore the truth within yourself at the experiential level, you will notice some words have come to my ears. A part of the mind, which is the job of this part of the mind, is cognize. Some words have come, that's all. This part can do nothing else. Something has come in contact with my ear sense too. Immediately another part of the mind will raise its head. What? What is this sound which has come in contact? Oh, some words. What words? This second part of the mind, its job is to recognize with all the memory of the past, with all the experience of the past, it will recognize words. What words? Oh, words of abuse. Then this part of the mind also gives evaluation to it. Words of abuse. Oh, very bad. Words of abuse. Very bad. Then the third part of the mind will raise its head and start working. The words that have come has already created some vibrations in the body. The entire physical structure, the entire mental structure is nothing but mass of vibrations. Sabbo pajjalito loko, sabbo loko pakampito, pakampito. This was realized by the super scientist of our country, the greatest scientist of the world, mind and matter. The entire universe is nothing but vibration, vibration, vibration. The entire physical structure, the mental structure, vibration, vibration. The words that came, they are nothing but vibration, vibration. This mass of vibration comes in contact with another vibration. Another vibration has started. Some new type of vibration has started. Like you strike a gong. You strike a gong at a particular place and the entire gong starts vibrating. This sound has come in the ear sense door. And the entire structure of the body and mind starts vibrating. A neutral vibration has started. When the second part of the mind says, this is abuse, it is too bad, then immediately you will notice that this vibration, which was very neutral, when the words came in contact in your ear, this very vibration has turned into very unpleasant vibration. Very unpleasant. Then you will notice the third part of the mind. The job of this third part of the mind is to feel. It starts feeling very unpleasant. Very unpleasant. And then immediately the fourth part of the mind starts working, and the job of the fourth part of the mind is to react. Very unpleasant. I don't like it. Stop it. I don't like it. Aversion. Aversion. Hatred. Hatred. And every time you generate aversion, every time you generate hatred, you are a miserable person. Because you are observing inside now. You lost the balance of your mind. You lost the peace of your mind. The moment you generate anger, hatred, ill will, animosity, you become so miserable. This is law. This is truth. This is Dhamma. Not Buddhist Dhamma. Forget about it. Not Hindu Dhamma. Forget about it. No Jain Dhamma. No Muslim Dhamma. No Christian Dhamma. No Parsi Dhamma. No Sikh Dhamma. It is Dhamma. The moment you start making Dhamma a prisoner of this particular sect, a prisoner of that particular sect, Dhamma is no more Dhamma. It becomes a sect. And it is so harmful. Unless we understand what Dhamma is, Dhamma is universal. Dhamma can't be Buddhist. Dhamma can't be Hindu, can't be Muslim, can't be Christian. Law of nature. Like we say, the nature of fire is to burn. This is Dhamma of the nature, to burn. If it does not burn, it may be anything else, but it can't be fire. If it is fire, it must burn. And when the fire burns, do you give it a label? That this burning is a Hindu burning, or this burning is a Muslim burning, or a Buddhist burning, or a Jain burning, or an Indian burning, or a European burning, or an American burning, or a Russian burning. Burning is burning. This is law. In the same way, when one generates any negativity in the mind, any defilement in the mind, one has to burn. The nature of this defilement is to burn. Nobody can save you from burning. When you generate anger, you are bound to burn yourself. You started burning yourself. You may keep on calling yourself a Hindu, makes no difference. You may keep on calling yourself a Buddhist, makes no difference. Or a Christian, or a Muslim, or a Jain, or a Sikh, makes no difference. Or a Brahmin, or a Shudra, makes no difference. This is law. This is nature. And this is Dharma. Because we have forgotten Dhamma. Performing this particular rite or ritual, of this particular sect, people belonging to that particular sect feel, oh, we are very dharmic because we perform this particular rite, this ritual, this ceremony. Wonderful. I'm a dharmic person. Somebody belonging to some other sect performs rites and rituals and ceremonies of that particular sect. And he keeps on feeling, he keeps on deceiving himself that I am a very dharmic person. A person from one particular sect may believe and have a strong faith in a particular philosophical belief and feels that I am a very dharmic person because I believe this particular philosophical belief. Another person from another sect will say, I am a dharmic person because I have got full confidence in this particular philosophical belief. Both are feel they are dharmic person. Quite possible. This person who is performing this type of rite or ritual, quite possible, he may be a dharmic person. And quite possible, He may be totally far away from dharma, believing in this particular philosophy or that particular philosophy. Quite possible one may be a dharmic person or may not be a dharmic person at all. Dharma has nothing to do with all these things. They are all sectarian things, and dharma is universal. Somebody performing this rite or that ritual and yet keeping the mind free from all the negativities. Mind is pure. When mind is pure, again law of nature is such, when the mind is free from defilements, naturally it gets filled up with metta, love, karuna, compassion, mudita, joy, sympathetic joy, and upeksha, samta, equanimity. This is the nature of a pure mind. One starts enjoying so much of peace and harmony. The moment mind becomes pure, full of love, compassion, goodwill, and equanimity, it starts enjoying so much of peace, so much of harmony. Somebody performing this rite or that ritual may be enjoying this peace and harmony because one may be free from those defilements. Somebody performing that rite or ritual may be a dharmic person, free from defilements. Quite possible, at the same time, someone performing this rite or ritual may be full of defilements and a miserable person, far away from dharma. Or that performing that type of rite or ritual may be far away from dharma, all the time miserable. What these rites and rituals have got to do? What they have got to do with dharma? Believing in this philosophy or that philosophy, one may be a dharmic person, one may be totally away from dharma. What these philosophies have got to do? What these dogmas have got to do? Because we have forgotten what dharma is. We have forgotten the truth of dharma deep inside, the law of nature, which is universal. It does not make any discrimination. Anybody who places hand on the burning fire is bound to burn oneself. One may keep on saying that I am a Hindu, and I perform this rite or that ritual, I believe in this philosophy or that philosophy. Why do you burn me? Nothing doing. One gets burned. Or I am a Buddhist, or I am a Christian, or I am Muslim, one gets burned. Similarly, one generates negativity in the mind, one is bound to get burned. One may keep on calling oneself by this name or that name, performing this rites or that ritual, believing in this philosophy or that philosophy, makes no difference at all. How to understand this law? By listening to these discourses, by playing intellectual games. Oh, wonderful. This looks very logical. This looks very rational. This looks very scientific. Well, I must apply this in my life. I should not generate negativity in the mind, because certainly if I generate negativity, I'm bound to become miserable. I should not do that. This is the wisdom. Wisdom you get in the burning heart, which passes away the moment you come out of it. This is the wisdom of such Dhamma assemblies. Wonderful, very good. The moment you go out of it, you forget all about it. Does not work. If these things would have worked, our country would have been the most dhammic country in the world. And what is happening? Our country is the victim, the biggest victim of sectarianism in the world. In the name of dharma, what we are doing? What is happening? In the name of dharma, what is happening? Because no one is interested to understand dhamma at the experiential level. Nobody is interested to realize dharma. Unless you realize dharma, all these sermons, I am sorry, they are not going to help. I know with my experience they didn't help me. From very childhood, I was born in a family full of dharmic atmosphere, the so-called dharmic atmosphere. Of course, nothing wrong in that, it was good. But at the same time, nobody understood what real dharma is. There was no possibility, there was no way to realize dharma within oneself. I got a second birth. That was the first birth coming out of the womb of my mother in a good family. But the second birth, when I got from my teacher, Sayaji Ubakin, and came out of the shell of ignorance, started experiencing truth inside. Oh, this is dharma, not Hindu dharma, not Buddha dharma, not Jain dharma, not Isai dharma. Dharma, this is law of nature. You generate any impurity in the mind, you are punished then and there. You break the law of a country, law of a state, you might get punished. Or somebody might start looking on the other side and you get away, you don't get any punishment. Or the punishment might come after years together, from this court to that court, to this court, that court, years together. In nature, law of nature, no. You can't miss the punishment, and it doesn't take time. Not that after death you will get this punishment or that punishment. Nature does not wait till you die. You have broken the law, and you must be punished now, here, this very moment. You have broken the law. You generated negativity in the mind. The nature starts punishing you here and now. You are not broken the law. You live according to the law of the world, the nature. You keep your mind pure. You have generated metta, karuna, love, compassion, goodwill. The nature starts rewarding you then and there. It won't wait till you die. Here itself, then and there, you start experiencing so much of peace, so much of harmony. When one starts realizing this law of nature at the experiential level, one starts taking steps on the path of dharma. One starts attaining dharma in life. One starts experiencing dharma in life, and one starts getting fruits of dharma, the best sweet fruits of dharma in this very life. But first one has to liberate dharma from the bondage of the sects, different sects, from the shackles, from the chains of these sects. I would rather say one should liberate oneself from the bondage of the sects, the shackles of the sects, the chains of the sects. Every sect, this sect or that sect, takes you far away from dharma. The moment you start realizing dharma, you can't remain sectarian. Impossible for you. Everything will become so universal for you. You can't differentiate between this man or that man, this person or that person, this human being or that human being, or rather this being or that being. The law is applicable everywhere and everyone. Somebody has abused me, if I am a real dharmic person, as soon as somebody abuses me, I start understanding this is a miserable person. This is a sick person. How can one abuse me without generating anger or hatred? And the moment this person has generated anger and hatred, he's a sick person, very miserable. What I should generate? I can't throw more petrol on this person who is burning in fire of anger and hatred. I generate love, compassion, goodwill, a sick person. It is the problem of this person. This person is a sick person. Why I should take this problem on my head and become a sick person myself? Why I generate anger towards this person? Easy to understand and accept at the intellectual level. But at the real level, when somebody abuses you, all this will go away. You start abusing in retaliation because you not understood dharma at the experiential level. You try to understand dharma only at the intellectual level. There was a time in this country when such dharma places, dharma centers, were not just limited to Igatpuri or Jaipur or this or that, throughout the country. And throughout the country, every householder was meditating, experiencing inside, what's happening within me? What's happening within me? Vipassana is not limited to a particular sect or a particular community or a particular caste. It's for everybody. Law of nature is for everybody. And one starts realizing this law by experiencing inside. Like your hospitals, your schools, So you have such kind of meditation centers where people start realizing the truth of the law of nature, and experiencing it within themselves, they start living a better life, a proper life, without harming others, that means without harming themselves, generating nothing but peace and harmony within, so that they live very peacefully and harmoniously, and giving such vibrations to the atmosphere around, so that the people who come in contact with us also live a life of peace and harmony. This is dharma. I would very much like you all, those who have taken courses in dharma, to explore the truth inside, better go much deeper. You just started scratching the reality inside at the surface level. The deeper you go, the deeper you go, the more you understand the reality at the very subtle level. And more you find that your mind is getting purified, purified, purified. And a time will come, then by nature it remains all the time pure, full of love, full of compassion. And that cannot happen unless you go deep inside and start purification, the process of purification. This has to be done by yourself. So those who have taken such courses, I would recommend them to go much deeper. 10-day course is just a beginning, to get just a boundary, outline of what dharma is. You take 20-day courses, you have to take 1-month courses, 1.5-month courses, maybe later on 3-month courses, so that you can understand. Go to the university level, just don't remain at the kindergarten level, this is just beginning. And those who are not come even to the kindergarten, I would request them to just take the kindergarten course and see what the truth is. The truth of this great country, the truth of the saints, the sages, the wise people of this country, the enlightened ones of this country. Don't make it just a thing of intellectual entertainment. Don't make it just a thing of emotional entertainment or devotional entertainment. Have actual experience. It is in your own good, for your own benefit, for your own peace, for your own harmony. I am recommending, because I have passed through all this, a life without dharma, and yet feeling myself a very dharmic person. I could give donations with 4 figures or 5 figures. I am such a big donor. Look, I am president of this temple or that temple. I am really a dharmic person. Didn't have a trace of dharma. Didn't have a trace of peace and harmony. And the life where I started taking steps on the path of dharma, and started experiencing the peace and harmony inside, because I have experienced both. I am recommending you, spare 10 days of your life. You are not wasting them. You will find that these were the best 10 days of my life. And keep walking on the path, step by step, step by step, and reach the final goal of full liberation. Liberation from all the bondages of impurities, negativities, which make you so miserable, so that you can enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness. May all of you enjoy real peace, real harmony, real happiness.